Let's take a look at the week ahead, the data that will be flowing through the canyons of Wall Street. And investors will be looking at this data on a daily basis. Starting on Monday, we'll get the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. It's been very strong recently. It had a reading of 24.4 last month. That is a high figure for this particular item. It's estimated to be at 20 in the new survey on Monday. And the Empire State Manufacturing Survey has been strong. It's expected to remain strong, although it may dip some. We shall see. It's very volatile. Lots of swings. On Tuesday, we'll get industrial production for the month of September. It's estimated to increase 0.1%. Last month, it declined 0.9%. We'll also get the housing market index, and that's estimated to be unchanged around the 64 level. Wednesday, we will get housing starts. They're estimated to be close to the prior month, around 1.18 million annual rate. We'll also get the Beige Book updating the economy for the most recent period, and that'll be coming out Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, we'll get jobless claims updated. They've been distorted by the hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, and consequently, they've been all over the map. They're estimated at 240,000 this week, maybe down slightly from last week, but not a lot of difference week to week, but still they're distorted by the what the storms have done to business and jobs in those affected areas like Houston, especially like Florida, especially, and certainly in Puerto Rico as well. We'll get the leading economic indicators on Thursday morning as well. They're estimated to be up 0.1%. Last month and the prior month, they were up 0.4%. Those also can be affected by storm activity. We'll get existing home sales on Friday morning, estimated to come in at 5.3 million. Prior month was close to that, too. Not a lot of change expected in the existing homes figure. So all of that data coming out this week. Then the following week, we're going to have additional data, including new home sales. And the one that most people are looking at, gross domestic product for the third quarter. Now, that estimate is Friday morning, October 27th, 2 weeks from yesterday. And remember, with this report, you have the storm situation. Again, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and in particular, those two. And so all of that data could be distorted for the third quarter. Right now, the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank is estimating that third quarter annualized growth was running around 2.5 to 3% in that range, right around the middle of that range, in real terms. But obviously, we have not any data published yet on the third quarter actual data, so we'll be waiting for that figure. 12 days away from today.